This is PHP Weekly, episode number 139, recorded live on Saturday, January 30th, 2010. Meetup Mania. Hello, welcome to PHP BB Weekly, the weekly live podcast where we talk all about PHP BB, the bulletin board software that will without a doubt be the most stylish look at on the iPad. This is PHP BB Weekly number 139 for Saturday, January 30th, 2010. I am your co-host Douglas Bell coming to you from, based on what Scoff News would say, is Honolulu, Hawaii. It is snowing and cold. I mean, I have not been in weather this cold before, not even during the inauguration last year. It is cold. Upper tens. So that's who I am and where I am. No, I'm in Washington, D.C. And
and I'm David Lewis, and I sound like a 7-foot-tall man who has been smoking cigarettes since childhood. Because I have a cold.
Oh, okay, good. I was afraid you were saying that you smoked cigarettes since childhood.
No, I sound like I am. Guidebook to the Galaxy. What was that called?
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Remember that yeah. Trailer that has this to say about movie trailers. Yeah. You always get the announcer who sounds like that.
Yes. Coming up tonight. Everybody's, I don't know.
Every movie's a thriller when he sounds like this.
You know, you remind me of someone in my high school drama department who sounded just like that. Because he was hilarious. It was like, coming up tonight, workplace safety. You know, we got a great episode of PHP coming up today. I'm probably going to end up doing most of the talking to spare David's voice. Although, David, I'm sorry for yanking. I had no idea you were sick until like 2 minutes ago. So thanks for giving up an hour or so of your recovery time. We'll try to keep it a relatively short show. We're going to talk mostly today about PHPBB community outreach and meetups and stuff like that, mainly because of one of the announcements that came out this week. Of course, the other announcement that was briefly mentioned, this really wasn't much of a surprise, so we won't really spend more than a minute or so on it. It was announced that starting with PHPBB 3.1 as Chris, it will require PHP 5.2 or later. So no more PHP 4 support in Ascreus. But we kind of already knew that. We kind of were already told about that about 2 weeks ago when we had Nils on. And it won't even be out for another 6 to 9 months. And PHP 4 has been dead since 2008 anyway. So.
And there have been a lot of interesting discussions on this as well. I think most people certainly approve of this. But there are some people who are still a little bit panicky, but really, remember, if you are still on PHP 4, you need to switch to PHP 5. And if your host doesn't have that switching option, you need to run from them like the plague.
Yes.
And
who knows what's affected it by now? They're not changing it anymore.
That's right. And if you are in charge of upgrading your server, you need to upgrade it. It's really, really important. And you don't need to wait the 6 to 9 months for them to actually drop support for you to be forced to do it. Do it now.
I like what Sam asked in the chat room. Did you get the PHP 4 flu, David?
Yes, I have the PHP 4 flu.
You got the PHP 4 plague you couldn't run from.
Trust me, it will catch you.
Even so, if they're panicking, it's not like they have that much to panic about, because PHP 3.0, PHP BB 3.0 is still going to be supported for 6 to 9 months after PHP BB 3.1 comes out. And don't expect to see PHP BB 3.1 out until At the earliest, the second half of this year is my personal guess, unless we start seeing some unprecedented activity from the dev team. So,
and that may be just a little bit optimistic, but at the same time, there could be some changes made, development team members added, or a lot of contributions from users. Yeah. If we get a new system like Nils was talking about, that could definitely help speed things up. So mm-hmm. we could get a sudden boost of speed in development all of a sudden that we weren't expecting. So it's not completely unlikely that we would get it in the last half of this year.
Yeah. But it's not like you're going to be left in the cold until sometime in the middle of 2011 at the earliest, is when 3.0 would be supported at least till then. So you're not entirely doomed. So, but we already knew this was happening.
No, we're doomed.
David, that cold voice makes you sound so both scary, freaky, and hard to believe at the same time. You attract attention and yet reduce believability at the same time.
I can't even laugh.
I'm just gonna let this moment sink in right now. Okay, moving on. The main reason we're going to talk a bit about community outreach or PHPBB is partially A, wasn't sure what else to talk about, but mostly this was actually announced formally within the announcements forum this past, I think it was Monday, yeah, the 25th was Monday. Brainy made the announcement about PHPBB's attending OSCON, specifically hosting a booth at the Expo Hall. Now, we talked about this briefly last week, but thought maybe talk a little bit more about it this week, because this is really actually becoming like the next major PHPBB event in an official capacity, because now that the PHPBB teams themselves in an official capacity will be representing themselves at OSCON. And of course, we'll be working, David and I, to do some additional events on the side through OSCON Vasion and for PHPBB Weekly. But this is really turning into a big deal.
Well, yeah. But of course, when is Liberty Vasion?
Well, that has yet to be announced. And
it has. Indeed, which is concerning a little bit, but it's supposed to be this year.
I've been told that it will not coincide with OSCON.
It won't, but it could, as far as it being, it should be nearing the later half of this year as well. And who knows, that could fall. If it was supposed to fall in July, they need to announce it before February 1st.
Because last year, this was the one thing I asked them about when I was originally told that PHPBB would be exhibiting, because London Vasion 2008 was the same weekend that OSCON would have taken place, except at the time we didn't care about OSCON. So I did want to check with them on that. We're talking about this as, even though nothing's been officially announced, and we might have known in quotation marks that the teams were planning to do a Liberty Vasion in New York City since shortly after London Vasion ended. It was really going to be last year, got pushed to this year, but still has not been formally announced.
Yeah, and we know it's coming, of course, but there's still no announcement, and they need to announce it nice and early so everybody has a chance to plan. Because, that was a concern with London Vasion. They didn't really give everybody enough time to plan.
Got a four-month head start, a little under 4 months.
Exactly. Year.
They announced it at the end of March. Whereas, we're already planning for OSCON, which was announced 6.5 months ahead of time. And I've actually now, just this past week, finalized my plans. I went ahead and I've booked my travel between the Bay Area. This is going to be great because I'm actually taking the train up to Portland, but because it's Amtrak, I can't get it on the peninsula. I have to go to the other side, so I'm actually catching it from the station in San Jose up to Portland. So in a way, it's almost like I'm thinking about getting an Olympic torch, to carry the torch on the train from San Jose, where it was last year, to Portland, where it is this year. I realized that like the day after I booked my train travel, I was like, oh, this is so perfect. I'm going from where it was last year to where it is this year. Now it's an overnight.
Very silly.
It's an overnight train trip, actually. So this would be fun because I've always wanted to do a long train trip, about 18 hours. Yeah.
Great. Now we have people expecting a torch.
Okay, I will bring a torch. It will not be. It won't be. Oh, he's bringing a pitchfork. No, it will not be an actual torch. If I can do it, it'll be like a piece of paper, construction paper torch.
I'll bring a mascot. That will be my horse.
You're gonna bring your horse all the way down to Portland?
I don't know. I might. There's a beach down there. I've always wanted to ride on the beach.
There's beaches down here too. Oh, well, not,
that's sorry. Well, that's much much too far for me.
In the Bay Area. Yes. Not here. You have to go a little ways from here to get to the beach. I keep forgetting where I am. Never mind that I got snow out my window and I keep forgetting where I am.
How much snow do you have?
Just started like the middle of last night. And there's, I'd say, about 2 or 3 inches on the ground.
Unbelievable. I tell you what, in Nashville, of course, where we previously lived, mm-hmm. there is probably close to a foot of snow there now. We never... ever got that much snow in the 12, almost 13 years that I lived there.
Yeah. And here I'm told, you know, this is a place like you rarely get snow in D.C. I said, oh, really? This is the third snowfall we've had in the last 2 months.
Yep.
Which is why we are not having any meetups right now. Because the travel sucks when it snows here. Let's get back to OSCON, though. I mean... we're definitely planning quite a bit. Now, the teams are going to be having their spot at the Expo Hall. There is not known if there's anything else that they are going to be doing. I know that there is the possibility that they may do some other things, but they sure haven't mentioned it publicly, though I was informed privately that there's thoughts going around, but nothing is absolutely anywhere close beyond draft stage. So
right. Well, we're still a little ways away, so that's okay.
We're a lot of ways away, and quite frankly, we don't even have any official schedules from OSCON yet. So the idea that we're going to be at the Expo Hall on Wednesday and Thursday is mostly based on the idea that that's what they did last year.
Right. So we still need to wait, obviously, for our schedule from OSCON before we can really make our own schedules, and I'm sure before the PHPV teams will make their schedules as well. But I'm sure we will be able to make them work together so that people can attend everything PHPV related while being there.
Yeah, because I have finalized that I'm going to be getting there on the Tuesday afternoon and then leaving on the Friday afternoon. So that I do at least know when I will be there. I get to spend a nice 3 nights. I mean, what we've been thinking about, and Dave and I were talking, is, well, we're going to do an OSCONvasion actual event. Don't know if it's going to be the same as last year or something a little bit bigger, because last year we did a BOF session, Birdies of a Feather session, it's like I like to call it, just about 1 hour, about all the time slot we were able to get, which was one of the nights at the convention center after having like a group dinner or something like that. Not sure if that's going to be how it ends up being next year, or this year, I should say. Maybe it'll be the same type of thing, because you don't really want, we can't really do a full day type of event when people want to be able to go to the actual convention itself. And unless we wind up getting like 100 people interested in showing up, I don't see how a London-vasion style full day event is going to help a lot. But maybe we can see if we can get a slot longer than an hour. Maybe make it 2 hours, something like that, on a particular night or something like that. Try to schedule it so that's a different night than the SourceForge Community Choice Awards this time. Kind of had a fail on that idea last year. Well,
I have a feeling that this year, regardless, we will have a much better turnout, even within the PHPBB, you know, PHPBB people alone.
Absolutely. I mean, we know a number of team members that have expressed interest in showing up, including Eric, WG Eric, that is. Brainy, obviously, he's in Seattle, so he's the closest. I'm going to be there. David, you and Francis and others will be there.
It's possible. Michael.
Michael's hoping to get the time off there. So, you know, this is really quite significant because, you know, it's a good excuse to actually come to the open source conference or convention or whatever they want to call it, which is just a lot of fun stuff if based on what we had there last year. So
Sam says he will probably be B3. I mean, there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. David, you're losing your eyesight in addition to your voice.
No, That's from Muppets in Space, remember? It was the Are You There was everywhere, you know, like the Hollywood, instead of Hollywood letters, it was Are You Three. They misplaced the R and the E.
Okay.
Yes, just like Jordan typed it out in the chat.
We were also talking about going around the expo hall this year, because last year we kind of informally went around the expo hall with Birdie and, you know, said hi to people and then got them to take the picture with Birdie. This year we had the idea of actually making it a video camera instead and get a bunch of, you know, brief interviews around the expo hall, which we can then release on as part of like a special PHP weekly set of videos from around OSCON for the people who can't make it.
Yes, I think looking forward to that. I think it'll draw a lot of awareness to PHBBB. I think it'll be fun for a lot of the companies that are there because we'll be interviewing everybody there, talking to them. That could take a while, too.
But we have 2 days,
we'll keep it
David.
Short. But
hopefully this time you can actually make it before 7 a.m. the morning of.
We will, because remember, we're not, you know, 50,000 hours away.
We're more like that off.
No, but we are 6 hours away at driving, so that's not bad.
It's closer to you than it will be to me, so that's the benefit.
Yes, you remember. Now, of course, last year we didn't go down there just for OSCON. We went down there with the idea of taking an actually extended vacation, which, you know, because we hadn't been to California in, 18 years. So... and of course, my parents grew up there, so we actually extended the vacation. That's why we left as late as we did, and that's why we were late. So this time coming to Portland, that's not going to be the case. So yes, we will get there much earlier, a few days maybe earlier.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, wherever it happens, we're going to try to really have a blast and make it a big thing. Now we're going to be working this out with the team, certainly in terms of trying to coordinate what we want to do. I'm sure that they'll probably want to have to have people manning their booth, and maybe we can do some helping out there. In addition to certainly wanting to have everyone come to the event. So while we are going to sort of separate who is responsible for which portions of PHPBB's activity at OSCON, we're certainly all going to try to do it so we can all be there for whatever. So I mean, so definitely going to be a really big meetup, even if just aside from Liberty Vasion. This will be our West Coast Vasion. This is OSCON Vasion, of course. So should be a lot of fun. That's coming up in July. So you can find the announcement on .com, which has links to both of the threads. There's a discussion for PHPBB's official activities at OSCON, in addition to the planning topic for OSCON Vasion 2010, which is in the events meetings forum. So there's both those topics where you can go to discuss what's going to happen, and certainly we will finalize our plans a bit more once we get a more finalized schedule from OSCON themselves. So, should be a lot of fun. And if you're interested, yeah, you know, just give a random plug. If you want to do a presentation or conference session at OSCON, they're accepting proposals until Monday. So you can submit that if you're interested. I don't think I will, but I don't think I'll have time. There's some other meetups we can certainly give some shout-outs to. Just this past week, Nick Verkesen, who is a junior developer from Germany, he posted info about another meetup of phpbb.de, the German PHPBB site, specifically the South Germany group. It's going to be in, I can't pronounce this, Stuttgart? Stuttgart? I don't know, at the Schlesinger Int. I have no idea how to say things in German, so that's what that's going to be. But they're currently seeking votes on when to hold the meetup. It'll either be in late February, sometime in March, or early April. So a nice little 2-month time span on a Saturday, it looks like. Or maybe it's a Friday, it was. I'd have to see what it said. So you can go ahead and vote on that if you are in Germany. I'm sure that should be a lot of fun. So that's just now coming out. There's the link in the chat room. And the big one I want to share, I've been talking a little bit for quite a while about how I'm planning a meetup here in my sort of alternate home base of Washington, D.C. And that's going to be on Saturday, March 13th, 2010. And this past week, I have finalized what the schedule is going to be for the meetup. I'm calling the Monumental Meetup here in D.C. and what we're going to be doing. And so I'm actually, I'm going to premiere for the first time what we're going to be doing. And I told David, I'm going to make you very disappointed that you couldn't come. So you ready?
Go for it.
Here's what's going to happen. It's going to be, because this is D.C., the idea of this is not so much a sort of event, a long meetup event like we had at OSConvasion or anything like that. This is really more of an opportunity to meet up as a group and socialize a bit. And because it's D.C., do a little bit of touring. So went ahead and selected a couple of touring locations. As such, the agenda is in three separate parts. And anyone who wants to come does not have to come for all three of them. They can come for however much of it they want. But here's what the deal is. We're going to actually start by going to the museum, which is Washington, D.C.'s newest museum. It's all about the news and sort of how it's evolved and different aspects of the news. They have lots of really cool exhibits there, like various interactive exhibits. You can do your own newscast, how technology has affected the news. They have Tim Russert's office there. They have a bunch of actual TV studios. They have... the news headlines from around the world, around the country, Pulitzer Prize photographs. It's an amazing museum, very interactive, lots of stuff to see there. We're going to be doing about two and a half hour tour there, starting at about 10 o'clock in the morning, going until around 12:30. It's going to be it's all guided group tour. It's going to be a lot of fun. After that, we're going to take the metro up to my personal favorite place to eat in Washington, D.C., hands down, Ben's Chili Bowl, which is on U Street. It's a very historic place there, and it's really good and fun. It's been around for about 50 years, 51, 52 years now. Has not changed at all from what it was back then. It's very famous. Pretty much anyone who is anyone in terms of politics or the scene in D.C. goes to Ben's Chili Bowl, and it's absolutely delicious. So that's going to be... we're going to try to go there as a group. I'm going to make a reservation ahead of time to let them know how many people are coming. And we're just going to have lunch there and have some socializing. That should be fun for about an hour and a half. And then finally afterwards, just for anyone who wants to round out the day with any additional tourism, we'll go over to the National Mall and actually go up to the Washington Monument. I actually have not gotten to be at the Washington Monument yet and climb it up to the top. So I thought, let's toss this in as an extra activity for everyone to come. So it'd be kind of
been fun. There.
You have?
Yes. In fact, I've been taken on multiple tours of Washington, D.C. as one of my favorite pastors actually lives there. Ah. And he was a former state security agent, which is a little bit like the Secret Service for foreign diplomats. Nice. And so he used to drive us around D.C., showing us everything. And, he had he still had a lot of connections in the state service. So, like, for example, they outfitted his car with sirens and lights and everything. As a pastor, I mean, can you imagine a pastor having sirens and lights? That was because, being a Catholic priest, he actually, if he had to go, say, give somebody their last rites right before they were dying, then he could rush to the hospital, that sort of thing.
There you go.
So,
yeah, I should clarify. I have been to the Washington Monument. I just have not gone inside or climbed up to the top.
Yeah,
but I've actually been to where it is.
He
touched it.
He did take us to the Washington Monument, and we went up and looked around. It's absolutely amazing. There's so much history with the place in it, but just the views from there and being able to see everything from the Smithsonian, every building on the Smithsonian to all the houses and Treasury Department and everything like that. It's amazing.
Though, how recently have you been in D.C., David?
It's been since 2004, I think.
Okay, so you have not gotten to see the museum, which is absolutely amazing.
Which one?
The Newseum. N-E-W-S-E-U-M.
Much of the Smithsonian and Air and Space Museum and stuff like that. Those are amazing
places. Oh, I need to get there. I need to get to those places. But I mean, I was at the museum last September, and I got to go there again this past week for my TV show. We got to do a special package there and interview guys there. It's just so cool what that is there. Now, it's not free. That's the downside. That's like the one museum in D.C. you have to pay to go into. But it's still so worth it. They've got so much cool stuff there, very interactive, and I know you would love it, David, with your video camera work and Scoff News and stuff. You'd really get a kick out of this museum. I know you would. So if only you could be here.
If only.
But that's the three parts of the day essentially. It'll from about 10 to 12:30, the museum. Take the metro up to U Street for lunch from about 1:30 to 3:00, and then go down to the National Mall to see the monument from 3:30 until 5:00 or whenever we're done, because it closes at 5:00. So, nice long day just for getting to meet up with whoever wants to and have fun. How does that sound for a day, David?
Sounds amazing. I don't think you can. It's a lot to do in a day, and certainly. Yeah. Worth it, but if you can, I'd definitely stretch it to 2 days because.
Well, I've got stuff to do the next day.
Yeah,
that's a possibility. I mean, this is the planned stuff. You remember last year we did additional stuff.
Yeah,
the one day of Moscow invasion turned into 3 days for me.
We did a private tour of the White House.
That's hard to do. You have to schedule that. It was like a month in advance.
Well, we scheduled it a week in advance because of the pastor.
Times have changed, David.
Well, yeah, that's certainly true too. But private tours of the White House are very unheard of. But getting to do that was something else. It was really amazing. So,
yeah, definitely. So the deal is for this meetup that I'm scheduling, because a lot of the things we're doing cost a bit to actually do that, there is going to actually be some cost to come to certain parts of this event. So I've actually set up an event on Eventbrite. The website is phpbbdcmeetup.eventbrite.com, link in the chat room. And depending on how much of the monumental meetup you want to come to, there are 4 different tickets. If you want to come for the full day, $19 plus Eventbrite service charge. That pays for a ticket for both the museum and for the Washington Monument.
Why is the lunch free?
It's free because it's free to come. You pay off the menu yourself.
Oh.
Yeah. So you got to get yourself there. For lunch, plan to bring. It says that it'll say that. Lunch, we're going to order off the menu, so bring some money for that, but you don't have to pay to come. So if you just want to come for just that part and say hi and you don't want to buy any, you don't want to eat anything, you can come for free. That's fine. It's just mainly that's mainly there for like RSVP purposes.
Right. Gotcha.
Yeah. If you want to come to the monument, $1.50, because that's mainly so that you can reserve the tickets ahead of time, because you can go to the monument for free. But you have to get a free ticket there, and you have to wait in a long line. Or you can order, get it reserved in advance on their website for $1.50 service charge. So that's where the $1.50 comes from. If you don't want to go to the museum, but you do want to come to the monument after lunch, $1.50. If you want to go to the museum, but you don't want to get a reserve ticket for the monument, that's $17.50. Or if you want to come for all 3 parts for the full day, $19. And plus the service charge that Eventbrite charges for costly tickets, which will be automatically charged. Or you can just come for the lunch by yourself and do whatever, and we can, of course, plan other things throughout the weekend as necessary, because I know that's how, once you actually get things set in stone, people like to do other things, so we can always figure other things out. I will be around. That is the end of my spring break, so by the time we get to this Saturday, March 13th, I will probably be bored out of my mind. Because I'm not going home, but I'll have gotten through a week where no one has been on campus pretty much.
Right.
So I will be more than happy at that time to do anything else that weekend if anyone wants to plan anything in addition within my ability to spend money on it. So that's the deal. Of course, you can find full details on the Eventbrite page, and I will update the topic on phpbb.com after this show is done. So you do need to if you do want to get a ticket purchased, you have till February 24 or 25, somewhere around there, to pay for it, because I'm trying to get group rates for everything. If we can get at least, like for the museum, if we can get 10 or more people, I can get the discount group rate, which is what the price of these tickets are assumed to be at. So please, I need to do that like a few weeks in advance. So that's why February 24 is the deadline. So you have a little under a month if you want to come. And of course, you're always welcome to come up through to schedule up to the 13th. You'll just have to get the full price yourself. So it should be a lot of fun. Really looking forward to it. And so that's the meetup that I'm organizing here in D.C. But I want to talk a little bit more, not just about these specific meetups that are coming up, David, but we've been talking a lot throughout since OSCONvasion, really, and when we had Laurel on back last August, about really trying to see and come up with ideas and things to really branch out PHPBB's community outreach. When we were at OSCON, last year, you were talking a bit about how you see Drupal. We talked to actually Drupal. They have a guy that they hire which does community outreach and event organization and public relations and things like that. As an example,
Joomla also does that as well,
and actually WordPress does to some extent as well. And we were talking a little bit about why can't we do some more of this real community outreach and trying to get organized lots of user groups, lots of events, things like that. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I know that WG Eric has been looking at doing more community-based outreaches and things like that. I don't know if he is starting to want to take that on himself. I know that's one of the reasons they wanted to go ahead and have a booth at this OSCON, because they want to be able to connect to those meetings. So they're starting to get more popular with them. Yeah. You know, it's easy to say, oh, yeah, they're moving slowly, but that is a direction that they're wanting to move in, and certainly headed by WG Eric being in the operations. And that's something that he's wanted to do for a long time, but I think that also he was actually trying to get me to help him do that, I think, before I left the teams, and, you know, it just never really worked out. I still wanted to remain in more programming than community-based stuff, but...
Oh, yeah, David, you're shunning the community.
No, I see, the thing is, you have to decide. Okay, where am I going to be most valuable? Where am I? You know, what do I do that's going to be most valuable to the community? And certainly, doing the community thing, where you know more community outreaches, more PR type stuff, is something I'm good at. I've done it a lot. But it's not something that I really wanted to do, strangely enough. So I still prefer programming over doing stuff like that. I enjoy it, but programming is the way that I would prefer to help out the PHPBB community and making tools and stuff and mods and things like that, and actually helping get PHPBB 4 off the ground with discussions and you know, looking at the base up. So... It really, you know, one of the things that I think would really help is if the PHPBB team were open to a lot more community participation for people that said, okay, you know what, I enjoy doing this kind of thing. I like doing the community outreach like you do. You like setting up these OSCON and meetups type stuff. Mm-hmm. After OSCON here in Portland, that would be your third, right?
Yeah, actually, with this... DC one I just talked about will be the second one, really.
Yeah.
And the thing that's catchy about this is that when you do things like this, it's very energizing. I mean, what we had at OSCON last year, it's just a little 1 or 2 day thing. It's a little, you know, kind of wimpy, really, compared to the London Invasion. But there were like 8 of us from the teams, but we got to meet each other and, you know, talk about things, and it was very energizing. And as, Adam said at the time, we probably talked more, we got through more discussion in that one day, the day after we had actual event. We had more discussion just among ourselves than the teams do in an average 6 months.
Yeah, it's true. But what was nice too was that not just team members were there, but several community members, and one future team member was also there.
We'll hopefully have more community members this year.
And who knows, if you're there, you could become a future team member yourself. No,
the DC meetup should be fun because most of the response I've had to that have been from community members. There aren't a lot of nearby team members. I know Yuri said he might be able to come on down from New York, maybe hop on the train or something. That's going to be mostly community members, for whoever does end up showing up. Now, I will find out for sure now that we have a specific RSVP system in place. But it should be a little bit very different from what we had last July.
Right. Well, it definitely helps to have at least a couple team members there. But those meetups are definitely a lot of fun. I definitely encourage anybody who can to show up and make plans for it, because those are definitely worth it. There's so much really interesting discussion that takes place. You can learn a lot from it. LundInvasion was of course, open to several community members, and several community members were there, and they got to learn a lot, and they really enjoyed it.
Some of them presented a few things.
Yes, it's true. And so it was really, really invigorating. Everybody loved just talking with each other and learning something new and talking about the plan for the future. And yes, in instances like that, there's a lot more discussion that takes place in sometimes 6 months on the boards. And also remember the development changes that came for PHBBB, those came as a result of the development team meetup in, I believe it was in Germany. Mm-hmm. And, where they discussed everything and they said, okay, you know what? We're going to have to look at completely recreating PHBBB because we don't want to repeat the mistakes of PHBBB 2.2, which became 3.0. Mm-hmm. So let's make a PHBBB 4. And so I think that was really beneficial for them to meet in person and be able to discuss that sort of stuff. Even though it's kind of funny, at LundInvasion, you had a lot of people who were when we were sitting around at the tables and we would be talking on IRC to each other. And it was pretty funny to do that. It was like, you know what, we could just be speaking too. But
we did that at Oscon Nation as well. Remember one of the mornings, but when we were waiting to decide what to do the Friday after, we were just all sitting outside in the patio and we were, and Phil, iWisdom, was just across the table, yet we were on IRC trying to figure out how his bot was working.
So
there.
So it's kind of funny because when you're talking on the bulletin boards, it's a communication method.
Yeah.
It facilitates communication. That's what it's meant for, and deciding things like that. But for some reason, it was so much easier to actually make a plan and make actual strides forward when you met in person. And you were able to discuss a lot of things that you wouldn't normally be able to discuss on the boards. For some reason, it made it so much better and faster, and decisions were made. And that's really great because on the boards, decisions are sometimes so slow to be made because you have a lot of discussion. Everybody's got a different point of view.
You know why else? Because on forums, people are all posting complete thoughts. Whereas when you have discussion, you can have much more back and forth.
Really? Right, and you can. It's kind of interesting. You can actually make a point made easier and better in person than you can over the boards. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's like, okay, well, somebody's making a point. You would make the exact same point on the forums, but all of a sudden it really makes sense when you're in person, and you could come across. I don't know, just being able to see emotion and facial expressions, and it kind of makes a difference. So anyway, the meetups are great to go to. I definitely recommend people. Or if you can make time for it, definitely do it.
But I think more important is really being able to empower the users of the community to be able to organize meetups on their own. And that was one of the points that Laurel made when she joined us last August, is that we shouldn't have to be a thing with the PHPBB teams doing it. I mean, certainly if you do a meetup like the one I'm doing, the teams will can try to have someone there. But it seems like a lot of what we have ingrained in the PHPBB community is the idea of leadership lying within the teams themselves. And opportunities for leadership to be coming from someone just Joe Schmo in the community is not as well established, whereas some of these other projects, you'll get users doing it from all over the place. And so
you actually see such
a focus on the next Lund invasion or Liberty invasion coming out of the teams rather than, you know, a little meetup that's being organized by just a bunch of people in the community.
Yeah, and you know what? One of the things that Joomla does is that, you know, they have people established as sort of these marketing promotional people or these community relations people. And their job is to try and get other people and help them, you know, set up a meeting. And then somebody who lives in a certain area, like the Vancouver, you had people in the Vancouver area that were like, you know what, we might be interested in having a meetup here. So then the Joomla people, they work directly with those people that live in Vancouver to help them set up the meeting and get them everything that they needed. So they assisted them in every way that they possibly could so that to make it a really successful meeting. And they did. They made it extremely successful. And I had no idea that many Joomla people would have lived in the surrounding Vancouver area. But I think that even more PHPBB people live in that same surrounding area, and so our meetup should be much, much larger if we actually had people that were dedicated to working and getting those established and going. But definitely PHPBB, you know, they, one of the things that they are doing is, for example, you know, you're set up the OSCON and PHPBB had a discussion about it, and they're like, you know what, let's set up a booth there. I think that would be a good idea. And so that's what they did.
It is free, after all, for nonprofits. So
yes, it is. So it made it an easy decision, really.
And kudos to O'Reilly for doing that. I mean, it's very hard to get booths, anything, at a lot of conventions. And so big kudos to them for doing that. I think that's absolutely awesome. I think you can recall last year that really the nonprofit section of the expo hall probably has some of the more interesting companies you see there. And so maybe PHPBB can share with Joomla again this year or something like that. It'll be next door. That'd be fun. Actually, that's a segue into sort of this other big announcement that I wanted to make today. In addition to the announcement at the Monumental Meetup, and this I haven't actually informed you about this yet, David, but this is something I've been thinking about doing now for pretty much the past 4 or 5 months now. And I decided this week that I want to actually do this. And you know that I actually want to do this because I actually went and bought the domain name for it. This is a new website that I'm going to be launching this week called BBVasion. The website is bbvasion.com. There's nothing there yet except for a placeholder page. But it kind of explains what it is I'm trying to do. My goal is to do this to fulfill what I see as a need for more community events in the PHPB community, and the goal is to be able to make a site which can do more for this than just the PHPB events and meetings forum can. Because really, there's only so much you can do within the events and meetings forum within a single topic.
Right.
And so my goal is to sort of inspire a little bit off of the WordCamp.org website for WordPress and some of the other dedicated sites that other things have. And so it's essentially going to be a site where people who want to organize an event or a recurring user group or, you know, either one, that can sign up to actually create their own dedicated blog for their event and user group. So I'm going to be doing this based on a WordPress multi-user installation, which I now have experience with thanks to my work here at AU, working with our TV stations here, which is also based on the same thing. So really, a lot of opportunities for customization to have a very dedicated site that will be hosted for you, that you can manage to encourage people to come to your event or user group and make pages, organization, things like that. I'm going to be working on closer integration with Eventbrite, which is probably the best service out there for handling event reservations as well as ticketing for events. With you know, very reasonable if you want to charge for people to come to an event like I'm doing with the Monumental Meetup, reasonable fee prices, and they handle it very well for you.
Is this your first .com name that you've actually purchased?
That's the other thing. This is my first ever .com domain name that I've ever registered. My old podcast was on previewcast.com, but I didn't register that. That was my co-host who registered it. Right. So that doesn't count. Yeah. My first – I thought about doing .net or .org, but I said, you know what? The heck with it. I'll get .com. We'll go ahead and do
and before anybody thinks this is actually the first domain that Douglas has actually purchased, no, he likes to purchase .net and .info domains.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, it'll be like a calendar. So there'll definitely be a main part of the site, and that's the other goal, to have a real main site you can go to find out about these events. So anyone can create their own blog. They could easily do it somewhere else, but the idea of doing it on this site is that way there can be one place for people to go to find out about upcoming events, have them all listed on the homepage, have a calendar of upcoming events. And also, even more important, is to have a bunch of resources to help people find out, how they can do certain events based on experience. I'm either going to do this through a community forum or through a wiki or both. Still figuring out how exactly I want to do it. Most likely will be a forum, certainly for exchanging ideas, promoting events, maybe just general discussion as well. This is also partly my excuse to get back into actually using PHPBB3. Good idea. My first actual time to use PHPBB in over 2 years, so that I can actually have a little more legitimacy to being on the podcast. But the goal is to do development of this during the month of February, be completed in March. I might actually ask/beg David if I could perhaps use his server instead of my shared host, because I now have like 6 different websites on my own shared host. But this will be probably the one that requires more scalability. So
sure. I think we can work that out.
I think that'd be really great if we could do that, because I know you probably have more capacity than my host wants to admit having.
I think Douglas has made, and this is for the viewers, I think Douglas made an excellent decision actually asking me on the podcast, so that it would be easier for me to say yes and harder to say no.
No, actually, I did kind of – when I was brainstorming this idea, I've asked you about this a couple of times over the past few months. So you said yes before. So no, wherever it's hosted, it'll be fine. It's going to take some time to do some development for this site, certainly in order to get it very optimized for what we want to be able to do, customizing it as such. So my goal is to work on development during the month of February, and certainly during March, during that spring break, where I will be alone and bored here on campus. So the goal is to have at least either a completed or a beta version of the site ready to go in March, for people to start posting info about their meetups. So certainly my DC meetup will not be on that site, but we can hopefully have a page for OSCON Invasion on there, and anything else really that wants to happen. But certainly, I am definitely seeking any help that anyone who would like to help, certainly with translators, to actually do a more than just English site. People who would like to be moderators, either on the site or on the forum or both. People who would like to help with development in any way, through modding of PHPBB or WordPress. I'd probably do more of the WordPress, but other people can help with the PHPBB aspects of it or whatever. So if you are at all interested in helping out to make this a reality, please, there is a link on that page that will take you to the private message form, to private message me on .com. Because the goal of this really, I'm going to leave a lot of props to it here on the podcast, because I do the podcast as well. But this is really just to be an additional site, an additional PHPBB community site with the goal of focusing on community outreach, providing resources, both in terms of allowing places for interested users to organize these, and resources in terms of advice, like a data bank or a wiki or a forum or whatever, of tips and tricks on how to actually bring these types of events into fruition based on experience, both for myself, and hopefully I can get some of the team members, like especially Yuri, after organizing London Invasion and soon to be Liberty Invasion, on how and even other projects as well, it doesn't have to be PHPBB at all, on how to organize these meetups and get people to come, get great things planned, and we can really facilitate, I hope, more awareness and involvement for the community for PHPBB. And so this is a project that I'm working on, independent of the teams, but I really want to see this happen, and I really would like anyone who is able to help to come help. So there's my pitch for BBvasion. I don't know who decided on the original name of London Invasion, but I just love that. I love that name, and I think it's going to be trademarked now through this. So,
I love it. Great idea. I think it'll be. I think it'll be a huge thing for especially a lot of the people who want to set up meetings for PHPB community members and things like that. So. Definitely big kudos, and I'll definitely do what I can to make that a possibility, yeah. Make that a reality. So
more likely, I can probably throw some mentions. I mean, we'll probably make it like related to Star Trek Guide / PHPB Weekly, at least in terms of additional like backup sponsorship or whatever, how we want to label it. But it really is, it will also mainly be its own site. You know, there's an additional project, but we'll talk a lot about it on both Star Trek Guide and on this show, since we're the ones working to make this possible. So, but I think the main takeaway, we're going to keep talking about this for a lot of time, especially this year with this being PHPBB's 10th year, which we'll be celebrating when June comes around, is it doesn't take too much to make these types of events happen. And I think when I tried to organize this DC event, I sort of did it with the idea of don't even have as much as we did plan for OSCONvasion. And OSCONvasion, it wound up being at the convention, and we wound up planning to do, you know, have audio streaming on PHPB Weekly and this and that and all these fancy equipment stuff. So for the DC one, I decided let's try to go even more low-tech. Don't even make it a formal thing, make it just like a fun meetup event, an opportunity for folks in the community to come and meet each other and socialize. Pretty much what we had on the day after OSCONvasion last year, because that was just as much fun, if not even more fun, than the official thing we did the day before. And so that was my goal, and we'll see how that works out. And I think that should be a really good example of just something basic you can do with PHP, with organizing these things. You don't have to make a huge London Invasion or OSCONvasion or anything like we're planning on. A small little meetup just somewhere, even if it's on the grass, like Laurel once explained, in someone's backyard. It's a way to get people together, and I think that's what we want to see a lot more of from PHPBB. So we'll be working to get more of that to happen, but certainly if whoever's listening, if you can also help make that happen, just whoever wants to help make that happen. So I'm repeating myself over and over, which means it's time to wrap up this discussion. And so while we continue to keep our episodes on the short side, that means we can move on to our mod style of the week. The mod of the week. This is a great mod. I loved this when it was for PHPBB 2, which was one of the first mods that I featured on this show. Before David, before you joined, but it was a PHPBB2 version of the mod by Swizek. So this is the newly released, just this week, PHPBB3 version of this mod. It's called Topics Descriptions by 00Mogata7.
Okay, let's check that out.
Okay, so the
00Mogata. I don't know. I won't even.
Mogata.
He will have to give us some sort of voicemail message to tell us how to pronounce his name, because
on our imaginary we may butcher it. So,
00Mogata or 00Mogata7. Actually, that's what it is. 00Mogata7.
Oh, or 00. Yeah. Okay. Essentially, what this does, is the best way to describe it is it adds a subtitle to your topic. Now, I mean, obviously, data here, it's called a topic description. Essentially, the way it works is when you write a title, you can write a description or a subtitle or something like that, sort of like a very, very brief summary of your post if you want to, and that will actually be displayed on the view forum page and on the posting page right underneath the topic title. So it's actually very nice. For if you're trying to provide a little bit more details about what is going to be in the topic that you are posting, and you're dealing with the fact that PHPB has a very short cutoff for the number of characters you can have in a topic title.
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of other bulletin boards that actually have this sort of feature, so it's it actually adds that possibility. It's definitely nice to have, you know, and the topic title isn't enough. It sucks if you're trying to keep it as simple as possible. So,
yeah.
You know, as far as, you know, keeping your view forum looking as clean and uncluttered as possible, you might not want something like this, but something where you want more information shown for each topic that makes more sense.
I don't think it's that bad. I would install if I had a board, and I'm going to have one
right
soon. I think that it is doesn't only adds an extra line to the view forum. It's permissions based, so you can actually turn this on and off for certain users to be able to do this.
Right. One of the things that some boards have done is, and you can do this with your style too, when you install them on like this, and it really makes it useful when you do that, is that you can make one, like a tooltip on a topic that shows the topic description. And I'm not thinking like a general browser-based tooltip, because sometimes that goes away too quickly, but a lot of times that's all it is. I'm thinking more of a tooltip that like jQuery Tools uses from Flow Player, where it will show a lot more information, and that those are really nice to have, and it that would keep the clutter out too. That's probably something that we'll end up doing on Start to Guide. You know, one of the things that we're developing at the development team, we're actually creating a new style for PHPBB. We're actually developing it from the ground up. And one of the biggest changes that we wanted to make was take out the clutter in PHPBB styles. There's actually there's a lot of stuff going on in each page, and we're actually developing the style that will take probably half of it out and make it easy to access, yet make it really clean and neat. Anyway, that's off topic,
I guess. I really like the idea, especially, you know, since we're talking so much about events and meetings, on the events and meetings forum, you know how they want you to put those little details about the date and location in brackets?
Uh-huh.
You put that there, and then the rest of the space you have available actually is very, very small. You get very little space left to say what the name of your event is. So I personally would love to be able to see this like on .com, for, you know, put a little more details than I can put in the topic description, the topic title or something like that. So
yeah, although I have a feeling they won't install that, but I could definitely see the merit in it.
No, they won't install anything, but I'm just doing a hypothetical here. So, yeah. So I like
they do occasionally install some sort of modification on .com to make it to have some sort of feature functionality. So that's not completely unheard of.
But usually that some wing that doesn't touch the core of PHPBB, usually, from what I understand.
Yeah. Usually.
So, usually. Oh, well, we'll never know. But yeah, that's topics descriptions. It's an awesome mod. I loved it when I used PHPBB 2, and I'm sure it's just as cool now. By Mogata 7. That is the mod of the week. Let's move on from that crazy username to a better username for the style of the week, called Hestia Purple. Is by
this
ST Software.
Now that's kind of interesting, because it actually looks like a
cyber alien style.
At least, I don't know if maybe it's the icons and images that they actually took from a cyber alien style and modified them to fit their own. That's a possibility, but it looks so cyber alienish.
Yeah, it's all GPL. So
yep, certainly
wrong here. It's quite nice, actually. I should say they have if you're a fan of purple, this is the style for you. You know, but like I said, very cyber alien style, and cyber alien styles are known for being very nice and lush and fluid in terms of their appearance.
Now there are three different themes, actually. There's Heista Blue, and there's Heista, which is the exact same color as blue, and there's Heista Purple.
There you go.
Or Hestia.
Okay. I guess so.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, there's actually two. Okay, well, so there's two. Even though there's three listed, there's actually just two.
I stumbled on the purple version.
So, there you go.
We get a lot of blue around here. You don't get to see a lot of interesting implementations of purple. So that's what this one is. But I think it's pretty nice if you're a fan of purple. I don't know who is, but I'm sure there's uses for it somewhere along the line. But it's a very good looking forum. Certainly certainly originates from Subsilver 2, but there's been quite a bit changed. We don't know either by Cyberalien or by ST Software, but quite a bit changed in order to make it much more modern. And I really like how they have the very minimalist login box in the upper right, because pretty much everyone should know by now that the left box is for your username and the right one is for your password. And if it wasn't obvious, well, when you see the dots on the right one, you'll know which one is the password. So very simple login box in the upper right, not very minimalist, and a very nice interface, really.
Yes.
Let's see. It would be nice if we could see a search box a la ProSilver, but other than that, very nice implementation. Histia Purple or Heista Purple or whatever by ST Software. It's the style of the week. And I guess, is it Cyberalien made the style?
Is it what?
So, Durkee said that Cyberalien made that style. And the ST Software is Cyberalien.
Oh, okay. Well, there you have it then.
He changed that his explains... username on us again.
What? Oh. We should mutiny. We should riot. Have him change it back. It will throw us off.
I was wondering. Okie dokie.
So I guess he actually got a business name called ST Software, and his website is stsoftware.biz, which he has a unique looking style there for his bulletin board.
But okie dokie. Well, we've got some cyber egg on our face now.
So that explains the very Cyberalien look that we talked about. There you have it.
Thanks. That's why we have a chat room.
That's right.
All right. That's it for this episode of PHP BB Weekly. Check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, for links to everything we talked about on this episode, plus links to all of our other shows as well. We also have our forum at StarTrekGuide.com, where you can talk about other things regarding the show. And of course, like I said, be sure to check out the monumental meetup, phpbbdcmeetup.eventbrite.com, if you are in the DC metro area or greater East Coast and want to come and have fun and say hi. And also bbvasion.com, which will be under development for February, hopefully released in March. And send me a PM if you're interested in helping out on that in any way whatsoever. So lots of links to look at there. But we'll be back next week. It's going to be the month of February already. We are diving on into the year of 2010, and it will also be episode number 140. So we get to change our second digit for yet another time. Saturday, February 6, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1800 UTC time, we will decide what our topic was going to be. We're going to try to get back to our habit of knowing in advance what we're going to talk about very soon.
Yes. Now... Of course, I'm thinking here, maybe it would be nice to go ahead and try and get a jQuery person on. I know John Rezig has been quite busy with the recent 1.4 release, so I haven't bothered him, but maybe it would be a good time to go ahead and do that and see if we can get him on the show.
Maybe. Sometime in February. And I'm gonna,
sometime in February, yeah.
We have a lot of ideas of people who would like to get on the show over the next few months, so we're probably going to start working on that very soon.
Absolutely.
Hopefully we'll have time to do that. So we'll see what can happen with that. But at least we're keeping within our 40 to 70 minute range on this week's show. So we're doing pretty good in terms of getting our New Year's resolutions. And big deal, another one of our New Year's resolutions is to release episodes on Tuesday. So I am going to be really working on actually making that happen from now on. Especially this week, because Tuesday is my favorite obscure holiday of the year, Groundhog Day.
And the most pampered groundhog in the world gets to sneak out of his hole and see if he can see his shadow.
So remind me, if he sees his shadow, there's 6 more weeks of winter, right?
If he sees his shadow, there's 6 more weeks of winter, yes. And I think that's right.
And if he doesn't see his shadow, then what happens?
Then we get summer early.
Really?
Isn't that right? Isn't that correct? Come on, it's your favorite obscure holiday. You're supposed to know this stuff.
I said it's my favorite obscure holiday, which means I don't actually know what it's for. It's like Boxing Day. That's my second favorite obscure holiday.
Okay, let's find out. Groundhog Day.
We still have a few minutes left.
Groundhog Day is Nope, not there. Okay, let's see. Groundhog Day on Wikipedia. It says it's an annual celebration, February 2nd. Okay, good luck.
Okay, yes. Well, it's either 6 more weeks of winter or early spring, but which is which?
Okay, well then, let's see. Season shadow determines how much longer winter will last. Let's see. It will leave. Okay, so if a groundhog emerging from its burrow on this day fails to see its shadow, if that means if he does not see his shadow, okay, it will leave the burrow and signifying that winter will end soon. If, on the other hand, the groundhog sees its shadow, the groundhog will supposedly retreat into its burrow and winter will continue for 6 more weeks.
Ah, okay. So, all right. In that case, I'm off to go hunt down groundhogs and put umbrellas over all of its burrows so that it will absolutely not see any shadows. Because I'm sick of this cold weather.
We have not gotten winter here yet. I think you've gotten the east and the southeast has taken it all. I mean, we've record cold temperatures in Florida and Tennessee. And
you nearly had more of a your fair share last year, as I recall correctly.
The last 2 years, yes. We, of course, broke the record for most annual snowfall last year.
Uh-huh.
And the year before that, we hit number 2. So now we've got – last 2 years have been number 1 and number 3 on the most annual snowfall list, beating out 1959, 1960 winter. Yeah, for global warming, huh?
I guess so. Well, that's it for this very special episode of PHPBB Weekly, where we talk about weather both at the beginning and the end of the show this time. Now, that's special. Anyway, be sure to join us next week. I'm Douglas Bell.
And I'm David Lewis.
And hopefully you'll get better this week, David. Get some rest and hope to have your full-fledged crazy voice with us next week.
Yes, so that I don't continue scaring the kids, right?
And we know that a lot of kids listen to this show.
A lot of them, absolutely.
Family friendly. But remember, a successful community begins with you, Tag.
You're it.
See you next week. Bye, everybody.